Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Orient Well Limited Q1 FY 2024 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. We have with us today on the call from the management from Orient Well Limited, Mr. Aditya Gupta, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Himanshu Jindal, Chief Financial Officer, along with Stellar IR Advisors. The management will be sharing key updates and financial highlights for the quarter ended June 30th, 2023, which will be followed by a question-and-answer session. Please note that some of the statements made in today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature and may involve risks and uncertainties. Orient Well Limited will not be in any way responsible for any actions taken based on such statements and undertake no obligations to publicly update these forward-looking statements. Documents relating to the company's financial performance are available on the website of the stock exchanges and the company's investors section. Trust you have been able to go through the same. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Aditya Gupta for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our quarter one FY 2024 earnings and conference call. It has been a tough quarter with markets not moving materially from where they were over the last three, four quarters, with demand, particularly from retail, remaining sluggish. As I mentioned in my last earnings call in May, our own manufacturing facilities, which have contributed to 75%+ of our revenues and supporting our margin expansion in the recent past, continue to be at a gas cost competitive disadvantage for now versus our peers, which source much more from Morbi, and where the gas price is largely linked to spot rates. While we do expect the gas cost disparity to wane out for us over the next few quarters, this did have a significant impact on the intended ramp-up of our own manufacturing volumes in quarter one. We also had a one-time impact arising out of our planned ERP upgrade, which slowed our ability to dispatch and invoice for two to three productive weeks. As a result of these factors, our revenues contracted by 6.5% year-on-year to 143 crores, while the lower volumes also had a significant impact on our overall profitability in quarter one. Happy to share that the internal challenges on ERP are largely behind us, and we are progressing into Q2. Some of the other highlights of the quarter are: on the people front, we continue to invest in learning and development, greater than 4,000 hours collectively. Branding investments maintained as well at 3.5% of our revenues to ensure that we come back strongly thereon. Our showrooms, the OVTX count has increased further, and now we have 356 active displays, which contributed to 41% of our revenues in the quarter. Most importantly, the vitrified mix improved significantly to 46%, which is 7% higher than quarter one FY 2022, FY 2023, while GVT salience has also improved to 27%, highest so far in the history of OVL. This, in a way, insulated us on the ASP and margin front to some extent, despite price correction in quarter one to match competition. With this, I request our CFO, Himanshu Jindal, for the financial and other updates. Over to you, Himanshu.
Thanks, Aditya. Good afternoon, all. Since Aditya has already elaborated the reasons impacting revenues, three clear reasons why our margins in quarter one were not as good as last year. So the number one point is, while our own manufacturing volumes were impacted, we did intentionally increase throughputs from our trading operations, because of which our trading mix increased to 30% versus 24% last year. Obviously, our own manufacturing gross margins are way superior to what we earn out of trading. The second reason has to do more with quarter one baseline on costs. So last year, with gas and other costs rising steeply in quarter one, we had a favorable impact from the opening inventory produced or procured at lower cost from second half of FY22. Something which was not available as a benefit in quarter one this time, since these costs are now on a declining trend. The lower own manufacturing volumes also impacted consumption efficiencies and fixed cost absorption during quarter one. However, we did witness improvement on gross margin sequentially versus quarter four by around 250 basis points with improved fuel and other costs. On the balance sheet side, given the low sales pace, our core working capital cycle increased marginally. However, this still remained comfortable under 30 days. The other critical update is on the ongoing capex for GVT line to Adora. Things are progressing well, and we do not expect overruns versus our targets on budgets and expected timelines. More details on our results and other updates are already available in our investor presentation that was shared with the stock exchanges earlier today. I think we can now request the moderator to open the lines for Q&A, please. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Viraj Mehta from Equirus. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. So my first question is, if we see our market share versus everyone else, it seems like we continue to lose market share. Would you care to comment on that?
So Viraj, I think there is a small, the market share is by and large constant. I'm talking about the listed company for which the figures are available. For the quarter one, I can't comment on it because we don't have the figures for our competitors yet. I think over the next week to 10 days, we would have those numbers available. But having said that, the 6.5% decline does mean that market share definitely would be under some pressure. And as I said earlier, we had a huge challenge on our ERP migration. With kind of disturbance happening, Viraj, can you just mute yourself? So as I said, there was a one-off effect which we had in quarter one, which has really impacted us badly.
Sure, sir. And in terms of your gas price moving towards for Modi and your other competitors, how much time do you think that will take place in? One quarter, two quarter, three quarter?
I didn't get the question. What's that?
Sir, you said that your gas price is significantly higher than Morbi because Morbi gas prices have fallen much quicker. By what time do you expect that correlation to get back together? Over one quarter, two quarter, three quarter?
So, Viraj, we see that gap actually getting narrower in this quarter than what it was earlier, 6 months back. So we definitely see a positive trend on that. How fast it kind of moves over the next 3 months, 6 months, nobody really knows with gas prices and everything being so volatile. But definitely there has been an improvement than what it was 3-4 months back. Maybe Himanshu, you want to add something to it?
So Viraj, you see, Morbi prices are more correlated with the spot gas prices. We know the way the spot prices offshore have evolved. Yeah, so this has ramifications for Morbi very clearly. In our case, like I always say, we have got three of our own plants where there are different kind of contracts with GAIL, either long-term contracts, which allow supply. Yeah, So more importantly, we are insulated on the supply side. But yes, the pricing is far more stable versus, let's say, Morbi, right? So we got an advantage in 2021-22, and unfortunately, last 6-9 months, that correlation has worked against us. When I say so, you know, today there is still a difference, a meaningful difference versus Morbi. But you would know that Morbi, you know, earlier this month there was a steep hike in the propane piece. Anything which is getting imported, there is a custom duty which has been increased, because of which there is now some sort of a stability in terms of gas prices at least. Yeah. So hopefully if that continues and our costs come down, we should be able to bridge that gap quickly, maybe in the next 3 months. Does it answer?
Sure, sir. Yes, absolutely. Sir, just one clarification or more like a request. See, last year, sir, especially in the first half and even in the second half of 22, when we were doing significantly better than the competitors, it would have been little more helpful if the same reasons which are adverse today were clarified to investors even then. That's my only humble request. Thank you so much, sir, and best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Madhur Rathi from CCITL. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, sir. So I just wanted to get some more clarification on the losses in this quarter and what would be our steady state operating profit margin going forward.
The voice is not very audible, my dear. If you can repeat that.
Hello. Am I audible right now?
Yes, you are. Please.
Yeah. So I just wanted to have some clarification on the losses that we have for this quarter and what would be the steady state operating profit margin going forward.
So, see, I think, you know, you were there when we gave our opening remarks?
No, sir. Sorry.
Okay. So, see, there are two or three things working against us this quarter. Like I said, one is, you know, intentionally we built up trading. So when trading, you know, volumes go up, automatically it impacts the overall blended margins. Something that we did, like I said, intentionally. We've been doing that over the last two quarters. The second reason, like I said, there was a base effect of inventory last year. When costs go up steeply and when you're carrying inventory, that also plays a role in terms of your margins in quarter one last year. Yeah. So the base was a little softer versus where we are today. Although the gas costs and the other costs have started coming down, but yes, the base effect is still playing out. And the third reason very clearly is, like I said, our manufacturing volumes were not enough or were lower, and which impacted in a way our consumption efficiencies and our ability to absorb fixed costs, therefore. See, what I think is more important, what is more relevant, our contribution margins this quarter are higher sequentially versus quarter four. So yes, margins are coming back, and that's the positive, contribution margins.
Well, thank you. And sir, what will be your operating profit margin in a steady state environment?
See, we've been operating, if you see last 3 year trend, you know, if you try and look at the long term, you know, short term, 1 to 1 quarter, I don't know how to react. But yes, I think over the last 2-3 years, if I'm right, our operating margins have been in line with the industry or better in comparison to them. Operating margins. Just the gross profit margins is what I'm talking about. Right? Today, like I said, it's around 34, 35, doable, possible. Right? We just need more volumes to be able to support the economies of scale.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one on your touchtone phones. The next question is from the line of Rohit from Samatva Investments. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So if you could just highlight the current scenario in the export market, like how are the exports? Are they increasing, decreasing, you know, in the last 3 months, and how's Morbi reacting to that?
So exports, I think, have grown in this quarter by about 28-29%. If you just taking you back a bit, about 8-9 months back, the expectation was 18,000 crore kind of export figure from Morbi for the full year. I think last financial year, we ended at something as an industry level at something like 15,000 crores, which is an average of what, about 1,250 crores a month, 1,200 odd crores a month. And I think this quarter, it has been about, I think, 1,400 crores odd a month, something like that.
They've done 4,500, yeah.
4,500. So 1,500 crores a month is what's happening. And so exports is there. There is a good distinct plan. But Rajiv, just one caveat. Don't project the quarter one export growth for the full year, because typically a lot of orders get in the month of February and March get supplied in April, May. So let's see, 1,500 crores, how does it build up over the year? Next 9 months, let's see.
Got it. Sir, and because this export, so are Morbi guys focusing more on the exports, or are you seeing them getting into the domestic market? And because in the presentation you highlighted discounting that is happening in the market, right? Even in the last quote you had mentioned. So are the Morbi guys actually selling more in the domestic market? Are you seeing that switch happening?
Oh, yes, definitely. Because there is a lot of flux happening there. And I think a lot of them are trying, they are doing exports also, because they just also think of last 3-4 years, there has been a significant amount of capacity addition which has happened, in manufacturing. So the capacity has also gone up. Larger capacity plants have come up, irrespective of the whether it is a wall tile or a floor tile and all. So there has been a lot of production which is getting diverted into the domestic market.
Got it.
And
Dora plant, once it starts in the second half, so what are our plans in terms of expansion in the southern market, right? In terms of marketing, in terms of reach, what are we doing right now so that we can actually see the results in the next year or so?
So Lohit, Dora is very well placed for feeding the south market. That is because if you see the freight rates from Dora to almost all the states of South India, except Kerala, are similar or slightly advantageous. So Dora is a great base for us to service the South market. We started servicing South from Dora in July of last year, just about a year back, when the old line was refurbished to support GVT, and the results were good. It's been a high capacity utilization line for us. So that's why we came out last year with a new line capex in Dora, which was 75 crores, which, as Himanshu said, is proceeding on time, and we expect quarter three the commercial production of that to start. So that will have a lot of new GVT capacity focused for the south market. We have also strengthened our team. We have hired senior level people in our south team. We have strengthened our branch network there in south. And that is the second part of the jigsaw puzzle, which is now largely in place. The product piece is available there. We have opened some new depots and all for large GVT slabs and all, again targeted for the South Indian market. So these two things are there. And I think we are currently working on a big brand campaign. This is again something which will break. It will take a few months from now, but definitely in H2. This is a big new input which will be given for growing the south market.
All right, great. Yes. So that's it from my side. And just one more question.
Sir, sorry to interrupt, but the line for you is not very clear. If you could please use the handset, it should be better while you speak.
Yeah, just... Yeah. Is this better now?
Much better, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So just on once we finish the Dora part, do we plan to expand into the non-tile segment or any, like, get into any other segments, related segments?
Not immediately. We get this question quite a lot. I think we want to stabilize and grow the tiles business aggressively and then at a later stage evaluate other products. We keep getting proposals for some adjacencies like tile adhesives and stuff like that. But these are very small businesses and I think at this point of time the management feels that we should concentrate all our energies and resources on growing the tile business so that we get a good overall top line from them.
Great. So that's it from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Keshav Garg from Counter Cyclical PMS. Please go ahead.
Sir, I wanted to understand so that what is our average selling price in rupees per meter?
286, Keshav.
So has it declined quarter and quarter?
I think about 2 rupees if I remember right. Just give me a minute.
On a YOY basis, yes, you're right, 2 rupees, YOY. Sequentially, we are a little better, Keshav, given the product mix change.
Okay, sir. Sir, and going forward, are we planning to take some price cuts?
So, Keshav, we did take a price cut last quarter on some products, not all products, looking at, you know, what the competitive offering on those products are. Some sizes and all, we have taken a price cut. So, this is something which we keep doing, a mix of price cuts and better discounting and scheming. It's kind of an ongoing process. But this is... last month was a big listing and again for this month on some other products we have taken a small price cut.
So then for the second quarter onward, what is the outlook? Do you think that we have bottomed out or still there is some more slack going forward?
So for the pricing piece, Keshav, I would say that a lot depends on how the competition reacts. And we'll keep our eyes and ears open. If you were to ask me today, considering the situation that is prevailing today, I think we would be stable. But tile industry is very volatile and pricing is a lever which everybody loves to play with. So let's see. There's as Himanshu said earlier, with the increase in import duty on propane, gas cost in Morbi this month is higher than what it was last month. So at least I expect that there would not be any new factors which would kind of drive ASPs down in the short term.
Sir, and also, sir, we have been opening new Orient Bell boutique stores and with every quarter. So, but now that our revenues are actually declining, is it even viable for, since the throughput is declining, whereas the number of outlets is increasing constantly, how do you think we can achieve a balance?
So, Keshav, the nature of the business is that it's not that 100% of your throughput is going through these outlets. So these are your premium outlets and what we are losing on, actually if you see, Himanshu also kind of hinted at that, that better product mix has helped us keeping our ASPs by and large constant to what it was on a year-on-year basis, even though we have taken some price drop decisions. And that has happened because of a better product mix. And now when I talk of these OBTBs, these are all outlets, showrooms, which are selling the higher end product. And that is why our product mix has improved. If you see the volume drops and all, you kind of dive deep into this question, you'll see that these volume drops are all happening in ceramics, A. Secondly, these volume drops are happening even in ceramics with smaller tiles, like 12-inch by 12-inch tiles is the biggest drop category. So that does not impact the OBTB so much. he's more into a mid to higher value product.
And sir, how's the demand looking? Is there any light at the end of the tunnel?
Demand
environment I mentioned, Keshav, is I think on the big private projects, the key accounts, we are doing well. I think we see a lot of demand coming in there. A lot more new projects are being announced and a lot more action is happening there. So I see a definite positivity there. Government projects on construction, a bit of a mixed bucket. Some states are doing well, some are not doing so well. I guess state level, whatever cash flow investment decisions are happening. On the retail side, I would say it is a bit sluggish. I expected the retail size to be growing faster than what it is, but that I find has been a bit sluggish. And maybe it's not so sluggish in South, but our underrepresentation in South and all kind of puts us at a disadvantage there.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much, and best of luck.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Ankur Kumar from Alpha Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for taking my question. Sir, first question is on the industry. Given we had our ERP related issues, so we had volume degrowth for this quarter. So would industry would be having positive growth for Q1, or would it be negative for industry?
So it's also very difficult for me to answer because I'm talking about the listed. Overall, I said that the demand has been sluggish. Exact numbers, I think, will start coming out for the competitors over the next week, 10 days. My sense will be that it will be close to what quarter one last year was. Maybe a small growth, possibly, but not a very aggressive system.
Got it, sir. And, sir, on ERP side, two questions actually. One, it was not disclosed that we are, as in the last call, it wasn't disclosed that we are working on it and there could be some hiccups in Q1. And second question is whether this, as in, because it would have hurt our demand. So is it like our inventory at distributor level would have reduced and that will be, as in, coming back in Q2, or is it like a loss of demand?
So Ankur, first thing, I think ERP, this is a standard upgrade that we had done. We have been using a Microsoft Navigation and we went to a Microsoft D365. This is a project the company has been working on for the last 2 years. We had first stage of this project was in April 22 when we had done the data splitting, and now we did this. The whole thing was well supported, but unfortunately when it went live there were issues. And it took, almost 3 weeks for us to get it set right. And we are very, very process dependent as a company. We have digitized over the last 5 years each and every process from manufacturing to sales to stock discovery to ordering and everything. So we were very badly hit. It was like, we did not know that that this is going to happen, and we had the last investor call in the month of May. So we could not have informed you. We had thought at that point of time that everything would go smoothly. All the UATs, everything had kind of been done multiple times. But when the system went live, it did go early. And so this is about the ERP. You had another question. I forgot that. Can you repeat?
Yes, so I wanted to ask whether this is like loss of sales or is it like...
It is loss of sales because see, even for almost 3 weeks, you are not able to tell your dealer what stock you have, invoicing is not happening, you are not able to commit to dealers what time the stock will get billed, you are not able to tell your project guys when you are going to be able to supply stocks. Even to the extent we have 2000 plus SKUs that we manufacture in our line. Now, the decision of which SKU to manufacture, how much and all, is also a decision which takes into account all the order booking, SKU-wise, stocking levels, demand, order release and all of that. When all of that system is on kaput, the manufacturing team does not know what to produce. They end up producing something. The sales team, they are not being able to put order. The order is for something else. So I think it was demand lost. We actually lost on that. I don't see that being recouped in quarter two. The good thing here is that this ERP bad phase is behind us, and now things have been back to normal for almost a month now.
Got it, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shubham Agarwal from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Hey, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Just the first one, you mentioned that during March, April, the orders that are received by the exporters in March, April get delivered in the consequent quarter. And you also sounded a bit cautious on the incremental export demand. So I just wanted to ask, is this because of the slowdown in the incremental orders that the exporters are receiving? Is that why you sound cautious, or is it just the seasonality of how the orders are received by exporters in India?
So Shubham, on the export business, I think first I can get a full disclosure. We are not major players in the export sector. So we kind of tell you stuff which we keep hearing when we talk to all our partners in Morbi and all. I think overall the world economy is what it is, and you all know it better than we do. And I think somewhere or the other, that does have a pull-down impact on overall demand on export. The good story is that Indian tiles, in terms of quality, in terms of price competitiveness, are extremely well accepted. And I think so I see a huge long-term shift for tile international tile listing to India, but a lot will depend on how these key economies in the West actually do well, and GCC and all how well do they do.
Okay. The second one is also somewhat related. So you also mentioned that there has been significant capacity addition in the past 2 to 3 years. And is that right? You said that you've seen some export players putting products in the domestic markets now, and the domestic competition increasing. Is that something? I'm just confirming that.
Yeah, sure. I already said that.
The third one, just the last one. I just wanted to understand how gas pricing works for you. And okay, I understand how it works for Modi, but how does it work for you? Your contracts with GAIL, what are they based on? Is it 3 months average, etc.? Just if you can give some sense, that will help us understand the gas cost movement for you better.
Okay, I'll try and repeat it. Shubham, this is Himanshu. Like I said, in our three plants, this is all linkage, long-term linkage coming in from GAIL. The Secunderabad plant is based on a pricing formula linked to crude, which is exactly what my peers in the similar territory get, yeah, from GAIL. So it's a similar contract. In Dora, the pricing is APM, which is the subsidized gas which comes to us. In the third plant, Hoscott, the pricing is CGD. So it's linked to, again, in a way, linked to the spot prices, yeah. But not in that way, because there are other things coming into picture as well. In case of Morbi is largely spot related. You would know that the spot prices have, they were like $5-6 at the beginning of the last fiscal. So in April 22, this was where spot prices were. It went up to even $9, came down to $5-6 in between around December. Again, have come down to as low as $2-2.5. I think in the morning when I saw today, I think it was $2.6 per MMBTU. So this is something which is what we have been saying. No one in the world guessed
that, you know, the gas pricing is going to work like this. Yeah. So yes, we got an advantage earlier, you know, and now we are at a bit of a disadvantage, something that no one in the world could have predicted. You know, someone brought it up earlier in the earnings call today that, you know, had we known it earlier, you could have sounded us earlier. I think just to react to that as well, no one in the world would have been able to predict this kind of a steep drop in gas pricing, especially impacting and giving an advantage to Morbi. Yeah, it happened over a short period of time, and this is why there are some ramifications which I think should go away in the next 3 to 6 months, to be honest. Yeah, but like I said, no one knows where the prices are headed on the gas front.
Fair enough, sir. So just want, so can you also give us the production mix across these different contracts that you have with GAIL and others? The production mix on these contracts.
Production mix.
As in, Dura, how is the production mix?
No, sir, so sorry. So sorry, just to understand you correctly, are you saying how much capacity do we have?
Yeah, how much are you producing in each? So maybe just the revenue mix from all these plants. That's, I think that's a much clearer way to ask.
Morbi, how much do we source from Morbi?
Revenue mix, so no, not outsourced, from your in-house plants. What's the revenue mix from Secunderabad, Dora, etc., the plants? You know, there are different different contracts for all the plants, right? Just wanted to... I'm just trying to assess if I'm going forward, if I'll be able to make a better sense of where your gas costs are versus competition.
Let me try and articulate whatever I can. See, my overall revenue split this time was 70-30 between non-manufacturing and trading. Yeah. When I say trading, this is also my JVs taken into consideration because these are minority JV stakes that I hold. Right? So this is largely dependent on Morbi. Okay? The 70% of that, a bulk of my capacity is in Secunderabad today, yeah, which is a meaningful capacity. The capacity would be close to 15 million square meters. Oscott would be around 6.6 to be very precise. Dora would be 2.2, going up again, you know, with this 3.3 coming into play, it will be close to 5.5. That's the average mix of my production capabilities. You with me?
It answers, I think, broadly, I got a sense, yeah.
Perfect.
Thank you, that's all from me.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one at this time. As there are no further, sorry, we have one question from the line of Hina from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to harp on the Morbi unit shutdown that you mentioned in your presentation. Over 200 Morbi units closed over the last 6 quarters. But then you also mentioned that a lot of new capacities have come over the last 3 years. So net-net in terms of capacity, how much would have shut down and how much is still online?
Okay, Hina. There are some 1,000+ factories in Morbi which are registered with the Morbi Association. Yeah, of that, you know, whatever little we understood, there are some 600 odd which were running very, you know, recently. You know, let me say currently. Yeah, there are 200 which are under shutdown. Permanent shutdown is what we understand. Largely volatile plants, smaller capacities. So there is no one-to-one. So you can say net-net active capacities, active factories running would be 800-850 odd in that range, yeah, of which some 600 odd are running, and therefore that number is around 70-75% capacity utilization minus the permanent closure. The capacities which have gone out, like I said, are all largely very small plants because they could not produce at the economics that they wanted to be able to support the market at the gas prices which were there. Today, the newer capacities are far bigger in size, okay? And they are obviously ultra-efficient to be able to compete in the market. So in a way, you know, there are inefficient plants going out, more efficient, bigger plants coming into play.
Sure. So net-net, if you go to say the capacity, it's not capacity has come up, it's just a switch between players per se, larger players coming in, smaller just exiting because it's not viable anymore.
Your voice is again not very audible. If you can switch over to your...
Yeah. Sure, just give me one. So, NetNet, there isn't exactly capacity reduction. It's just a switch between smaller players and larger ones, basically.
Yes, in a way you can say so. There are old product lines going out. You know, more preference for GBT, more preference for vitrified, more preference for slabs, porcelain. So, yes, ceramics is dying down. The other product categories are all coming up.
Coming up. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. To ask a question, ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Raj from Arjav Partners. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, am I audible?
Yes, please.
Yeah, so my question was, so what is the outlook for the year FY24 overall?
Very difficult question. Very difficult question to answer. We don't give guidances. That's been the policy. But yes, you know, like I mentioned, if you heard me, the cost and the pricing is still pretty volatile for different players today. So to give a very perfect answer at this point in time would be difficult. We have our new capacities which are coming into play now. There was some capacity addition last year, more efficient lines. There is a new capacity which is going to go on stream. And we are going to do whatever it takes to be able to ensure that these lines run and the material gets pulled. So that's all that we can do.
All right, it's fine. All the best. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask questions, you may press star and one. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Aditya Gupta for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, everybody. And thanks for being on the call. Look forward to meeting you and interacting with you in the next call. Thanks a lot. Good night.
Thank you. On behalf of Orient Bell Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.